I'm curious what your thoughts are about the ECOG study 5202 in stage 2 disease, utilizing 18q and microsatellite instability to try to look at who should be treated, and then again the ones that are treated FOLFOX plus or minus VEV. What do you think about that trial?
Well, I think it's a trial that we hope they will be able to complete. From our standpoint, we've included the stage 2 patients into protocol CO8, so I think we'll be able to do those analyses within the context of CO8. From our standpoint, I think that we will have the opportunity to address stage 2s plus or minus bevacizumab in the CO8 context with an intact tissue library.
I guess in the COA trial, you're really relying on the doctor to determine whether or not the patient should receive adjuvant therapy. In the 5202, they're looking at these two factors. Do you think there's enough data right now to be doing something like that?
Well, for us, we would have been reluctant. But on the other hand, perhaps what they are doing is going to be something that will lead to some interesting data. So I don't think that we have mutually exclusive views on it.
Actually, it reminded me a little bit of, there was an intergroup node-negative study in breast cancer. I think it started in the late 80s, where people who had high S phase got chemo and the others were registration. And after, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 years of watching the registration recurrence rates go up, they just sort of stopped talking about that and trying to identify patients who have a really low relapse rate. You wonder whether we have the tools right now to do that in colon.
I hope we'll be able to get some insight into those issues from our efforts to evolve an Oncotype DX-like panel for colon cancer and then use the current trials as a confirmatory or a validation phase for what's going on, which from our perspective is probably the most effective way to go.